Good evening and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and first thing on the show today, we have a conversation with a noted painter and sculptor who's coming to Chattanooga for an exhibition of her work. Mia Kaplan is going to show her work in the River Gallery and the Sculpture Garden in the Bluffview Arts District. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with her. She says she likes to work not knowing exactly how any of her pieces are going to turn out.
Mia Kaplan begins every working day with a bracing blast of David Bowie.
One of the strange things that I've been doing to get me into my zone is I blast David Bowie's Let's Dance in the beginning of my studio practice because I feel like it's kind of like sweeping all the air out and helping all those people that are in my studio exit faster.
When Mia Kaplan talks about all those people, she's referring to a quote she particularly likes from St. Augustine.
And he's saying how whenever you start working, there's all these people in the room with you, friends, family, critic, other artists. Slowly as you're working, one by one, they start walking out. And then finally you walk out and that's when you start working. And I said, daggone, he is right. I am thinking way too much. And so I'm making this effort to clear everything out before I begin. And I definitely believe that instruction in any practice is valuable. Valuable because in the end, we all end up providing our own structures. And in order to be able to build your own structure, you have to have experience with how they work. And so, you know, the violinist that reaches a certain level of mastery at a certain point will start to seep into virtuoso. And you'll just be able to tell the difference. And that's the point at which we start feeling things, where we feel things that we don't really know what they are. That's how I feel with some works of art. More recently, I always came from the school of thought that I look at something, I feel it or I don't, and that's mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. And that was really a limitation that I had.
But the cool thing about, from what I'm getting from you, is that it's almost like a journey of discovery all the time. You're as surprised by your work as anybody else looking at it.
Well, right, because I'm not trying to control it. We had just talked about the idea of controlling, and I just find that...
So that man who told you you were thinking too much...
He was right.
You know, classical musicians or singers, it came as something of a revelation to me, especially about the singers, that's entirely trained. You know, nobody sings like that naturally. You know, you have to be taught how to do it. So I guess when somebody teaches you something like that, there's such a specific regimen, it's really easy to get trapped into thinking like that. So you began by being trained that way, to follow the rules. There's the lines of notes on the page, and you just translate that to the keys on the piano. I think that there's a huge difference between, as you've been saying, thinking and creating something and not thinking and creating something. So you have to internalize the thinking. So you're no longer doing it consciously. You've internalized all those things, the ability, the things you've been trained to do. But stop thinking about those things and allow your mind to come, your heart rather, to come through, right?
Well, by creating a pattern, it allows you to do your work.
Mia Kaplan studied classical piano for 10 years. She abandoned that study when she was 16 to play in her high school jazz band in New Orleans. That experience was a devastating realization for her. Up to that point, she'd been playing music from a written score, and she'd been regularly rewarded with accolades for her ability to play music from the page. But all of a sudden, she was being asked to play with only the chords in the piece as a guide, and she couldn't do it. She had no idea how to improvise. It was at that point she began developing her approach to art.
I took art in high school as an elective. That was the first time I had like an art class. And the teacher looked and said, you need to be in talented art. You need to get tested for talented art. And then I got the most amazing talented art teacher named Patricia Hart in high school, who we did theatrical sets and really explored all sorts of different media. And you could look at her work and definitely tell that the reason why I experiment and put things together that may or may not, you know, have any sort of grounding in commonality is because of starting with her and just her nurturing and her encouragement to find the voice that nurtures you back, mm-hmm. you know, and to find that relationship to the world that helps you grow. So I've always been really musical, but you have to decide where to focus. In order to become really, really great, you really need to focus on something. You know, I'm saying that as somebody that's like a painter and a sculptor and a textile designer and, you know, but I could also be a piano player. I could also, you know, like there were a lot of choices. And I just bought myself a piano because my childhood piano got washed away by Katrina. One of the pieces in the show that I have opening up, I found an organ on the side of the road and it had a sign that said it works. And so I, you know, rallied together some help and brought the organ in. And then when my husband and I decided to start living together, he said, Mia, this is not the 70s. Can you please do something with that organ? Because I like the bossa nova. And on certain mornings with certain types of breakfasts, you know, you need to have an organ available to play. And so anyway, we ended up taking a chainsaw to the organ. And then I used the wires and parts of the organ in my sculpture. So my work is really based on debris and scrapbooking and quilting and assemblage and bits and pieces and parts of life and things that seem like they're not connected, but they are. And then they grow into these mutations and these forms that at this time, they're forms that we can identify as botanical forms. And I find that having that point of objectivity helps people understand and helps me understand and develop relationships with other people about really where my work is coming from and who I am at this time.
It's funny you should bring that up because it occurred to me while you were talking that it's been said that the sculpture is music frozen.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that there's really not a big divide between musicians and visual artists. That it's an expression of the same kind of thinking, I think.
I believe that sound comes before visual. Another, you know, happy accident was that I went to art school in Memphis, and we had a really great garage scene. I lived down the street from this young musician named Jay Retard, who was just this tremendous, wonderful, I'm going to use the G word and say he was a genius. And I knew it because when I would go over to his house, he was always in his room composing music. And that's just what he did. It was like a bird being a bird. Mm-hmm. He was him. And because of that music and because of the distortion, and, you know, Memphis in general has a great basis. And it's not too far away from hill country, you know, blues as well. And I find them really inspiring. It is. It's that combination of moves or that, you know, that dance that we can hear in music that also lends itself into art. And in my own practice, I start in two dimensions. And then move into three dimensions. So my work is very calligraphic and movement-based. And then from there, it goes through a period of deconstruction where it turns into shapes, and then it comes back together when it finishes. So there's like a bit of a metamorphosis that happens.
Mia Kaplan began working in two dimensions, painting on paper, long before she began exploring three dimensions by taking her paintings and folding them into three-dimensional origami. She also works in metal, creating giant flowers inspired by the roadside flora and fauna in Louisiana. Beginning today, for the next couple of days, she is going to be painting the unfinished floral sculptures in the Bluffview Arts District Sculpture Garden, adjacent to the Hunter Museum. You can see a video of Mia painting one of her flower sculptures, along with this story, on our website.
And I also like drawing things that grow on the side of the road. Again, because for me, these are like the heroes that survive no matter what. I have a piece in the show called Tennessee's Flower, Tennessee's Violets, because I relate to that, you know, that triumphant, like, no matter what, you know, we're going to blossom and grow through it all. And so the pieces that are going in the garden, they read as these tactile, sort of almost succulent type of forms. And I'm really excited about having them here because currently, as they are in the garden right now, they're not finished. And while I'm here for a couple of days, I'm going to take some time to absorb Chattanooga. And then I'm going to paint the pieces in plein air based on, you know, like jazz. So I'm going to paint them on site and finish them on site for the exhibition.
The opening reception will be in the River Gallery in the Bluffview Arts District this Friday evening, June 3rd, beginning at 6:30.
I'll do, you know, a talk about my work, and then we'll walk outside and we'll unveil the finished pieces in the garden as well.
If you'd like to watch Mia Kaplan painting her flower sculptures and chat with her about her work, you're welcome to stop by the garden in the next couple of days. You can also see some of Mia's work on her website, Mia Kaplan, MIAKAPLAN.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.
You're listening to Around and About. Coming up next, we're going to hear about a comedy event called Ladies' Night, which has nothing to do with ladies' nights in general. Stay tuned.